Hey, you. Welcome back to the Pursue Your Potential podcast, where we are going over a variety of topics that will help you pursue your potential in every area of your life. I'm your host, Taylor. Today is episode number 64, and I'm going to be talking to you about why I am doing group coaching now. So yes, I am still going to be taking a few one-on-one clients, but that is not going to be where my intention is. That is not where I am putting my focus. My focus right now is on building groups, building communities, and having women support each other in the process of pursuing their potential through health and fitness. So one of the reasons for this is if you've listened to my episode previously where I talked about what my word for 2021 is, it is friendships. So, and that was really big for me. I wanted to focus more on my own friendships, being a better friend, doing better with the relationships that I already have, whatever that means, a better friendship with my husband, my son, my dogs, like whatever, like focusing on friendship. And I thought about it. And one thing that's really, really common with us coaches, right, is like we take our own experiences and we use those experiences to help other people with the same. So I thought, you know, I'm focusing so much on this area of my life, this part of me that just wants to be a really, really good friend to people and be willing to accept more friendships, because I have been more like, I want a couple friends and I'm good, you know, and I'm trying to broaden and be a little bit better about making new friendships and taking action and not just sitting around waiting for friends to find me. So I wanted to do this for the women that I coach, you know, help them have a community of women that supports them, that they can connect with. And I've done in the past where I have one-on-one coaching, and then I would do once a week group Zoom calls where they could come on and chat with each other, but they weren't a part of the program together. And I did have a few women during that time that became friends with the other women, right? And they're still friends, which is really cool to see. So this is a couple of years ago. And I just thought, you know, I want to help women with all the things that I am determined to help them with their diet, their lifestyle, they're pursuing their potential through health and fitness. But I also want to help give them a community, help build them a community of women that are doing the same thing, that can support them, share recipes and share their struggles and their wins with, and just feel like they're part of a group. And that's where I've gone. That's where my head is at. I want to help women with that. It's tailored for you coaching community, and not just looking at women one-on-one. This is our journey alone together and nobody else. Like, I want it to be a group experience. And so I've also made this such a big priority that with this group that I'm doing this with now, I have put in some prizes as incentives to help them make this an even better experience with each other, with themselves, with their life outside of the exercises and the diet, right? So what I've done is I've put points in place for them to earn during the 12 weeks that we're working together. And there's differences in these points. And I know that there's other programs that do stuff like this, but it makes sense why. It makes sense because behavior change is how we see the change elsewhere. You can't change your physique. You can't change your health or anything like that if you aren't changing the behaviors that got you to where you are now and incorporating these new behaviors that will get you where you want to be. So for instance, some of them are going to be social. Some of them are going to be diet. Some of them are going to be exercise. So like if you drink your water throughout the week and you hit as much water as you need to for the week, you're going to get X amount of points. If you are social in the group chat and you're helping other women and you're in there chatting with them, rooting them on, if you're doing this, you're going to get points for that. If you are sharing your workouts, what you're doing, if you share anything about me, your coach, or the community, because I obviously would love to be included in that. If you're sharing that like on your social media, in your stories and posts or anything like that, you're going to get points for that. And then, you know, if you log your food every day and you hit your macros, there's going to be different ways for the women that I'm working with to earn points to then receive prizes. And I have a first, second, and third place prize that I am offering to them throughout this. And maybe these aren't like the biggest prizes, you know, the first place prize, it's going to be 8 weeks of free coaching, which if you know how much I charge for coaching, or if you don't, I'm just going to tell you right now, like, I'm not a cheap coach. That is 8 weeks, and it is a very valuable package. And not only that, but second place is going to earn some cash and an Amazon gift card. And then third place is going to earn an Amazon gift card. So they're not like big extravagant prizes, but there's still things that I want to like be able to give and give back to the women that are doing this and to the women that are really making a big effort. And I feel like, you know, during the process of me coaching women one-on-one, it is easy for them to start to feel, you know, like alone, like they're not doing this with anyone. It's harder for them to stay committed and focused. And, you know, it takes a certain personality to be able to do a program by yourself and just stay focused and grind. And I know this might sound weird, but I'm that person. Like, I thrive in getting in my tunnel vision and getting in my zone and being handed something and say, you know, if I have a coach and like, here's your calories and your macros. This is what I want you to do in the gym. And then I can do that for 12 weeks and I don't feel lonely. I don't feel like I'm missing out or anything. Yes. Once I get into contact with other coaches or other competitors, like, I'm super thrilled to get that taste and to have a little bit of that in my life and to re-energize myself. But on the day-to-day, I do really well when I am just on my own in my own world, tunnel vision, you know? And I'm trying, like I said, my word for this year is friendship. So I'm actually in another mentorship program I joined last month, and it is a group mentorship program. And part of that is I wanted to get involved more with a group setting and, you know, learn more from another coach, another mentor. And yes, this is my third mentorship program, and I probably will always hire mentors because I just see the value in it so much. And especially every new level that I reach with myself, with my business, with everything, like having someone there, whether I know something or not, which there's a lot that I don't know, just having that accountability and that support and knowing that I'm paying somebody something, it holds me to what I say I'm going to do. And so enough about me. I was just saying, you know, I am that person where I can be on a one-on-one program and thrive. But I'm also a coach and I see myself as a leader and I want to lead and do and serve and be these things that these women will need from me and help them get what they need from each other, you know? And during these times where we're more social distanced from each other, where we're at home more, we're on our, you know, we're doing Zoom calls more often, Google Meets, we're in school, at our house, whatever that may be. I know that every area is different. I'm in Utah and our guidelines are not that strict compared to many other places. Like, yes, I need to wear a mask when I go into the grocery store or into other stores, but like I joined a gym again. I've been working out from home for the last year and I joined a gym and they just have you wear your mask to enter. And then while you're walking around or doing your exercises, you don't need to wear a mask. And I love that. So I know that not everywhere is like that. Everywhere is like, if you are outside of your house, you need to wear a mask. And I totally understand and respect that. But I just know that different areas have different rules, different guidelines, different mandates, whatever you want to call it, different expectations and different things that people are struggling with and having to deal with. So I just know that right now community is super, super important. And if you heard my last episode about Clubhouse, I was talking about how, you know, there's so many entrepreneurs, business owners, people, mothers, fathers, whoever, that have really been dealing with the issues that have been caused with the pandemic and the lockdown and the social distancing. And they're loving being on Clubhouse because of the community feel, the way that they're able to connect with more people and network with more people like they would at a convention. And it's just super, super cool. So I wanted to hop on here and explain why I am doing group coaching now, and I am really looking forward to this. But there's another really big reason why I am doing this, and this is partially for me, partially for other women. And that is, when I am coaching people one-on-one, sometimes it's hard to gauge what to tell them and when to tell them. I'm getting better at it. I'm not perfect, and there's things that I leave out because I don't think they're ready for it. And sometimes it takes them asking me about certain things, like, you know, different deadlift variations, or, I mean, I'm not going to go off on a tangent because there's so many things from a beginner to an advanced level that you start to learn as you go through the process, and things that, like, when you're first starting out, you don't need to hear it because you're not ready for it. But when you get better and better, you know, you can pick up on these cues a little bit easier. So I wanted to create this 12-week program for women so that I could structure it and tell them from the beginning. I'm also offering my 4-week course that's Tailored for You Foundations, where I teach you how to create your own meal plan and your own training program. And so the first 4 weeks, they're learning the basics of those two things and how to do it for themselves. And then throughout that, I will also be doing Zoom calls with them once a week. And there's going to be an intention for every Zoom where we are going to go over something. I'm going to do Q&A, answer any questions that they have. And then I'm also going to be doing Facebook Live trainings based on what we are learning. And I know that that will help other women in the community Facebook group that I have. And so that's a really big deal to me because I am terrible about showing up on Facebook Lives, and I know that there's so much benefit to that and joining in on that. But if you don't have a structure and a plan and something to do, like, it can be really hard to get on there and be like, okay, what am I going to talk about today? You know? So, and when people don't join in and they're not engaged, like, it just makes you think, like, why am I even doing this? And so, like, you kind of just, like, you're talking to no one and no one's responding. No one is commenting, and you don't know if it even mattered or if it even helped anybody. And so I wanted to create a structured way of teaching and helping and guiding and serving, because I felt like it's so hard when you've got 10, 12, 15, 20 one-on-one clients and you're in a different direction with all of them. And yes, everybody's going to be at different levels, but you can figure that out a lot more quickly when you start from the basics. And then once they get it, they're ready, you know, by week 6, week 7, week 8, they might be ready for a little bit more information than the basics, or that might be all they need during that 12-week program, you know? So I just wanted to hop on here and talk about that for a moment and to give you some insight if you are interested in working with me. This is where my intentions are going right now, is group coaching, helping women in a group, in a community setting, offering more than I ever have before at a reasonable price. And I wanted to share that here and let you know. So if you are interested in doing the next round, you know, it's going to be a few months until I do that, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. And if you are thinking about working with a coach this year, please consider Tailored for You Coaching. That's me. And stay tuned for the next launch. I'm sure it will be during the summer, but we will see. I need to see how this all goes first and where my heart feels it needs to go, and, you know, all those things. And so also I need the feedback from the women. I that's the big thing. I need to know that this is a good thing in the first place. So before I head off, I do want to give a quick shout out for our sponsor. The sponsor of this podcast is First Form Supplements, and I absolutely love them and their products. I just ordered a new shipment of products and I got a new sports bra that I'm super excited for. It is a champagne red, I think. Chardonnay, I think. Yes. I'll have to link it here so that you can check it out. It is so cute. But I got that, and I got some more OptiGreens because I've been out and I've noticed the difference not having that. So I got that. And then I got the Microfactor pack, and I'm going to link those in the show notes so you can check them out. But those two products are my go-tos that I have on hand. I still have the protein, and I'm about out of that, so I'll have to get some more of that as well. But those are what I usually have from them, and I'm excited to get a sports bra. It's so cute. But I wanted to give a quick shout out for them and just let you guys know about their amazing products. And you need to check them out. Seriously, go to their website. I'm going to link it in the show notes. You need to see what they have. And just remember, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. And one final thing before I get off, if you could please leave me a rating and review of how you feel about this podcast, a 5-star one would be awesome. And I would totally appreciate that. It helps me out so much as a podcaster. It helps me get more guests on this show as well. And I am looking forward to sharing with you some of the guests I have coming up here soon. And yeah, if you want to share it, please do. Helps me out as well. Gets me in front of more people, gets me in their ears, you know. So I am going to head off of here and I wish you well and hope you have a phenomenal day. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.